USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is condemning what he calls radical left-wing riots in American cities. President Trump, speaking to a group of black supporters in Atlanta, says the Black Lives Matter movement is really hurting the African-American community.
For decades, Democrat politicians like Joe Biden have taken black voters for granted. They made you big promises before every election, and then the moment they got to Washington, they abandoned you and they sold you out.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is lifting all COVID restrictions on restaurants and other businesses statewide. He has also banned local fines against people who refuse to wear masks. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street for the week. The Dow rose 358 points to finish at 27,173. This is USA Radio News.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our communities safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag why I see say.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.